Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa has added 240 new cases of the coronavirus since yesterday for a total of 43,144 cases of the coronavirus and 839 deaths. Woodbury County has tallied 3,576 cases and 47 deaths. The Sioux City Community Schools will be back in session on August 25th. Teachers, parents, and students have been wondering about required face masks as the coronavirus continues to spread. Superintendent Dr. Paul Gosman says today masks will be required most of the time, with a few exceptions.
Students need to eat, and you can't have a mask on while you're eating. And there will be times we allow for that, but I do want people to be prepared for the fact that if nothing changes from now till then, wearing of masks will be the rule, not the exception.
Speaking today on Siouxland Public Media's The Exchange, Gosman said students who can't or won't wear masks can learn virtually at home. He says a little more than 20% of families have already signed up for that option. And the Iowa Board of Regents today has approved about $65 million in budget cuts to the state's three public universities. The University of Iowa, Iowa State, and the University of Northern Iowa are expecting most of the revenue losses to come from lower enrollment this fall and tuition freezes. State lawmakers also cut $8 million from the Regents' budget. ISU President Wendy Winterstein says she expects to eliminate about 100 faculty positions, plus some student jobs and undergraduate research opportunities. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.